The Trayvon Martin case has thrown the future of the Stand Your Ground law in question, not just in Florida, but all over the country. Our Josh Levs is here with a look at what the laws are like in your state.
Yeah, and Rob, you know, you and I were talking earlier about the fact that Florida now has a task force that's going to look into their Stand Your Ground law and try to decide what should be done about it, give a recommendation. This case has created a debate across the whole country and all sorts of states. People in various states are looking at their state laws right now and saying, do we have that law? Do we need to change our laws? What should they say? No matter what ends up happening with that law, even if it is determined whether or not it applies to the Trayvon Martin case. So what we have from our folks at HLNTV.com right now is a fantastic breakdown of every state and what the Stand Your Ground laws are and what the other laws are. So what we have here, first of all, are 18 states in which our folks have determined that you can reasonably say they have Stand Your Ground laws. I won't take time to read every single state, but I will tell you about these, the ones that have these Stand Your Ground laws. You've got Alabama, Arizona, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Indiana, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maryland, Mississippi, Montana, Nevada, New Hampshire, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Texas, and Utah. In each case, you have some different language, but you do have laws that are similar in the basic idea to stand your ground. Now, this is something else that a lot of states out there have. A lot of states have something called a castle doctrine. Now, as we know, let me tell you the difference. Stand your ground applies to this idea that in certain cases it is okay to use force if you feel threatened. Well, castle doctrine refers to it being on your own property. And in some states, authorities have determined and the judicial system has determined that your own property can be more than your home. Maybe it's your car, maybe it's your workplace, but that if you feel threatened, you have the right to meet force with force or to use force when you feel threatened. So castle doctrine in all the states you see here. Then it's interesting that patchwork we have in this country, different laws in different states. There's a few states out there that actually require you to retreat if you feel threatened in certain situations. You have a handful of states right there that have those laws that say even if you feel threatened, you must retreat. Arkansas, Iowa, Nebraska, Virginia, and Vermont. And I'm going to show you two more that just show you the complexity and diversity of laws in this country. The state of Washington actually doesn't have a statute, but the state Supreme Court has said there's no duty to retreat if you are assaulted where you are legally, lawfully allowed to be. And one more interesting one here, folks. Take a look at New Mexico. The law there allows justifiable homicide in defense of property, although courts have ruled that you cannot use it in case it's just trespass. So what we've got here is a patchwork of complicated laws, and now states all over this country are taking a look at their laws and saying, how could a case like this play out here? Let's take a look at the website. I want you all to see it. It's interactive, and you can see your state. You can click on it and read the actual language of the law in your state. I have linked it for you up at my pages. I'm at Facebook and Twitter, Josh Lev CNN, and my blog is cnn.com/Josh. We want you to see your state laws, be empowered with that knowledge as we see the next stage in this debate, Rob, for the whole country.
Good information, and go to those sites to get more, because every state is different, and those laws, you need to be read thoroughly before you get in a situation, right?
You got it.
All right, Josh, thanks very much.